Daf Lamedal Halachas. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Yud Halacha Gimel says, a Shliach Tzibur made a mistake and got shocked, so to speak, and doesn't know where he should begin, and he waited for an hour, someone else should stand up and daven instead of him. And if he made a mistake in the Bracha of Apikursa, we don't wait for him, right away someone else should stand up, because maybe he has Apikursas in him. And that's dafka if he didn't begin, but if once he began, we wait for him an hour, and the second one should not be a servant, should not refuse during that time. The Shulchan Aruch Haim Siman Kuf Chav Vav Siv Bei says, Shliach Tzibur made a mistake, it doesn't know where to go back to this place, which place. Another one should stand up instead of him, as we said earlier in Siman Gimel. And it starts in the beginning of the bracha that the other one made a mistake. If the Torah was in the middle ones, then it's in the middle of the bracha, then it starts that bracha. If it was one of the first three, it starts in the beginning. If it was one of the last three, it starts in Ritzay. Aruch Haim Siman Gimel Sif Yud Zayin says, if the Shliach Tzibur made a mistake and they have to shtel avek someone else instead of him, those the one that stands up instead of him should not be a servant, should not refuse. The Rambam Hilchos Tefillah Perek Yud Halacha Dalet says, where does it begin? From the beginning of the bracha, the first one made a mistake. If he made a mistake, one of the middle ones, then it's the middle of that bracha. He should begin that bracha. But if he made a mistake, one of the first three, the second one starts in the beginning. If he made a mistake, one of the last three, the second one starts from Ritzay. Aruch Haim Sim Kuf Yutes Sif Gimel. If he skipped or made a mistake in one bracha of the middle ones, he doesn't have to go back only to the beginning of the bracha that he made a mistake or skipped. From there and onwards, he can go back al Seder. Aruch Haim Sim Kuf Chavav Sif Bei says, Shliach Tzibur made a mistake, he doesn't know where to go back to his place. Someone else should get up instead of him. As I said earlier in Siman Gimel, he starts in the beginning of the bracha that he made a mistake. If the Torah was in the middle brachas, if it was one of the first three brachas, he starts in the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. If it was one of the last three brachas, he starts in Ritzay. The Rambam Hilchos Tefillah Perek Yudal Halacha Hey says the marker, the one that reads for the kahanim, is not allowed to begin to read until he hears the amen finish from the mouth of the tzibur. Kahanim are not supposed to begin their bracha till they hear the dibur from the makra, and the tzibur doesn't answer amen till the bracha finishes from the kahanim. Kahanim do not begin with the next bracha until the amen finishes from the tzibur, and the shliach tzibur is not allowed to answer amen after the kahanim, just like the rest of the nation, because he might be nitra of daitai, he'll be stuck, and he won't know which bracha he's saying he's supposed to be makra. It's the second pasuk or the third pasuk. Aruch Haim Sim Kuf Chav Ches Sif Yud Tes says the shliach tzibur is not allowed to answer amen after the bracha of kahanim. The Rambam Hilchos Tefillah Perek Tes Vav Halacha Yud says, at tzibur that there was no kohen amongst them, only shliach tzibur alone, he should not duchen. But if he's guaranteed that he can duchen and go back to regular davening, if there's no kohen at all, when the shliach tzibur gets to Simshon and says, "Lakein rekev sevach ham rochem shesh b'torik zodim shadecho," Murim piyar avon kam shech kolmi v'recha shem shvech yashem v'kenecha chenaki zoshem v'lechus v'chashom som shmiyav na'isoni avarchem, and the nation, the people don't answer amen, and he starts. And he says, Sim Shalom. Aruch Haim Simakuf Chav Ches Sif Chav says, the Shliach Tzibur is a kohen, if there's other kohanim, he shouldn't duchen. And he shouldn't tell him to be oil leduchen or to wash his hands. But if they told him, he has to be oil leduchen because it's even a safe, he's not oil. Even if there's no other kohen, only he should not duchen. Unless he's guaranteed he can go back to his davening without being mixed up. Because if he's muftichness, since there's no other kohen except for him, he could duchen. So he should not be bottled from the Sias Kapayim. What does he do? He takes three steps. He takes his oikiragav a little bit, by Ritzay, and it says, Tilachono alahoides, then he's oil duchen, and makes bichs kanim, and then someone else is yak makra. And the chazan finishes simshon. If the makra had kavon of a tefillah shliach tzibur from the beginning to the end, it's better that he should be messiah, the makra should be messiah simshon, because he anyway had kavon, so he can finish the Shemoneh Esrei. Aruch Haim Siman Nun Gimel Sif Tezayin L'maisa, the previous halacha is very uncommon that people should have kavana and stand in the same place to be Yotze Shemoneh Esrei with the Shliach Tzibur. Shachlach Aruch Haim Siman Nun Gimel Sif Tezayin. Someone's not Shliach Tzibur Kavua, has to be Masarev a little bit before he goes down to Dam for the Yamin. And not too much, only the first time is Masarev, and the second time he prepares as if he wants to get up, and the third time he gets up. And if the one that tells him to go down for the yom with his odin gadol, he's not masarif at all. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Yud Halacha Yud Alef says, someone who davens and did not have kavana, he should go back and daven with kavana. If he had kavana with the first bracha, he doesn't have to do that anymore. Someone made a mistake one of the first three brachas, it goes back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. If he made a mistake one of the last three brachas, it goes back to Ritzay. If he made a mistake one of the middle ones, he goes back to the bracha that he made a mistake in, and his mashlam tefillah can say that. So to a shliach tzibur, they made a mistake when he downs b'kol ram. He goes back with the same derech as we just mentioned before. The Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah Perek Yud Halacha Dalet says, where does he begin? He begins from the bracha that the first one made a mistake in. If he made a mistake in one of the middle ones, then he goes into that bracha. But if he made a mistake one of the first three brachas, the second one starts from the beginning. If he made a mistake one of the last ones, the second one starts from Ritzei. Arachan Simkuf Chavav Siv Beis, Shliach Tzibur made a mistake, there's no way to go back to this place. Someone else should stand up instead of him, like we said earlier in Sinan Gimel, and he starts from the beginning of the bracha that this one made a mistake in, if the Torah was in the middle ones. But if it was in the first three brachas, he starts from the beginning. If it was the last three brachas, he starts with Ritzei. The Rambam Hilchos Tefillah Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet says, when Kali Yisrael went to Gaul in the days of Nebuchadnezzar Russia, they got mixed into Poras, Yavan, and other nations, and they had children in the Goyish countries, and those children got mixed up, their language, and everyone's language is mixed up from different languages, and since someone who would speak could not speak properly in one language, only mixed up languages, as it says, of Neim Chatzim Midbar Shtudis, and they don't know how to speak Yehudis, like Lashon Abba'am. And because of this, when one of them at the Davin, he has to be Mekatzer his Lashon to ask for his Chafetzim, or to say the Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Lashon HaKadosh, till he mixes in other Lashonis. And since Ezra was Nina saw this, they were Mesakel Shvach and Esrei Brachas al Seder. The first three Brachas are Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the last three are Hado. The middle ones, there is request for all the things that are, like for fathers, for whatever needs every person needs, and for Tzorchat Tzibur Kulam. So it should be set up in the mouth of everyone, and they should learn it properly. And it will be, these tefillahs will be a tefillah shleima, just like the tefillah about lashon, they have a clear lashon. Because of this, they're masakel all the brachas and all the tefillahs, masudr in the mouths of Gans Kali Yisrael, that should be inyan for every bracha in everyone's mouths. The Rambam Hilchos Tefillah Perek Vav Halacha Gimel says, how? If you had a sick person, it's a lot of mevakash rachman brachos of Rafainu, according to his language. If you need a panasik, you add a tchina bakash and bracha brachalenu. And like this in every single bracha. If he wants to ask for a sarach of Shemayat Fila, he can ask. But he shouldn't ask not in the first three brachas, not in the last three brachas. Arachayim Simkufit Beis Yifal says, a person should not ask for his own personal request in the first three brachas of Shemayat Fila, not the last three brachas. This is daf katzach yachid. But tzach tzibur, you're allowed to ask for. The Ramam Tfila Perik Hei Halachid Aleph says, why does he say shalom to his left side first? Because the left is the right towards his face, meaning when he stands in front of the Rebbeinu, he gives shalom to the right of the king and then to the left of the king. And they were kaveya that he should take three steps back from davening, just like you nifter, you say reshus, or you leave in front of a king. Arachayim Simkuf Chavkimo Sifal says, he bows down, takes three steps backwards while he's bent over, and after he took the three steps while he's bent over, before he gets up, when he says Yashom Aleinu, he turns to the left. When he says Yashom Aleinu, he turns to the right. Then he bows down in front of him like an Eved who takes leave of his master. The Ramah says, Minig is to have to say Yiras HaShivan Reis HaMikdash, because the tefillah is in the place of Avodah, therefore we daven for the Reis HaMikdash, that we should be able to do the Avodah Mitzvah Hashem. The Ramah Hukas Tefillah Perikei Halacha Yud says, how do you bow down? Someone who bows down, davens, bows down five times in every davening. The first bracha in the beginning of the end, moedim in the beginning of the end, and when he finishes davening, he bends down and takes three steps backwards. And when he bows down, he bends over to the left side, then to his right, and then he lifts up his head from the kriya. When he gets up in the four kriyas, he has to be kareya. He bows down by baruch, and when he gets up by Hashem's name. When do we say this? A regular person, but Kangodla bows down in the beginning of every bracha. And a king, once he bends down the first bracha, he doesn't pick up his head till he finishes his davening. The Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Simon, Kof Yud Gimel Sif Aleph, says, these brachas are the ones that you bow down. Others, the beginning and the end, and Moedim, the beginning and the end. And if he wants to bend down at the end of every bracha or in the beginning, we teach him not to do this. But in the middle ones, he can bend down. Now we're going to do Daflam and Dalam and Beis, the Rambam, Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Hei, Halacha Yud. We just did this to tell you where you're supposed to bow down and how the Kohen Gadol has to bow down every beginning of every bracha, and the king stays bent over. The Rambam Tefillah Perek Hei Halacha Yud Gimel says, "Shtachvoy Keitzad, how do you bow down?" After he picks up his head from the fifth kriya, he should sit down to the ground, and he falls with his face to the ground, and he does tachnan, whatever tachnan he wants. The kriya that says in every place is on the knees, kida is on the face, shtachvoy is spread hands and feet, till he is lying on the ground, face downwards. The Rambam Tefillah Perek Hei Halacha Yud Dalet says, when he does the tefillah after davening, some do kida, and some do shtachvoya, but you're not allowed to do shtachvoya on stones, only the smikdash, as we said, next of the Zara. And the Adam Chashu is not allowed to fall on his face unless he knows by himself that he's a tzaddik like Yeshua ben Nun. But he could turn his face a little bit and he doesn't stick it into the ground. It's mutter for a person to daven in this place and to fall on his face in another place. The Ravid says, Yishalmi says, Vad Yochid ala tzibur. Some say, Vad Yochid b'tzibur could fall on his face this way. The Rambam Hilchos Tefila Perek Tes Halacha He says, after he finishes davening, he should sit down and fall on his face and tilt a little bit, and the Cholot Tzibur should be Mishchanan, and he falls, and he sits, and he picks up his head, and the rest of the nation, the rest of the people, are Mishchanan a little bit, because Ram sitting, and afterwards the Shliach Tzibur gets up on himself and says Kaddish a second time, and they answer, like they answer at the beginning, it says, Urachem, Tilo David, he stands, they stand, he stands and they sit, and they read along with him. After it says, Volatzen Goyal, Vanizoyis, Vata Kaddish, Krozazev Omar, Kaddish, and he finishes Kedusha. They answer Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish three times, and he says, Vaita the Kedusha and Targum, says, Vatesani Ruach, and he reads the Targum, says, Shem Yerucham Avod, and he reads the Targum, so that they should, everyone should be able to understand it. Archaim Simakuf Lamadal Sifal says, should not speak between Shmonesai and Tachman. When he falls on his face, you're knighted to fall to the left side. The Ramon says, some say that you should be tilting to the right side. The Iker is to be mat in the Shachas when he has tefillin on his left hand to the right, because of the color of the tefillin, Mayrv, meaning evening mincha. Or when he doesn't have tefillin on his left side, then he should put it on his left, he should tilt to the left. And after he fell on his face, he should pick up his head and be mischanan, sitting, and every place according to his minig. The minig pushed to seven achla neida, and chatzi kaddish, ashra matzech. Even in days where we don't say tachlin, we say matzech, except for shchedish, chanukah, purim, erev pesach, erev kippur, and to the av. The Rambam Hilchos Tefila Perek Yud Halacha Aleph says someone daven didn't have kavana, so go back and daven the kavana. If he was mechaven in the first bracha, he doesn't have to daven again. Someone made a mistake in the first three brachas, he goes back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. If he made a mistake in the last three brachas, he goes back to Ritzei. If he made a mistake in one of the middle brachas, he goes back to the beginning of the bracha that he made a mistake, and his mashmas tefila al seder. So the Shliach Tzibur made the mistake when he davens with Kol Ram. Based on this gang, he goes back to the tefila that the bracha is up to. The Rabbi Orachaim Simen Kufalov Sifalov says someone davens has to have kavanah in all the brachas. If he can't be mechavan all of them, at least he should be mechavan in the first bracha of his. If he wasn't mechavan of his, even though he already was mechavan the rest, he has to daven again. The Ramah says today we don't go back because of kavanah, because even by the second going back, it's probably highly likely that he won't have proper kavanah. So therefore, why should he go back? The Rambam and Hilchus Deis, Perek Vav, Halacha Beis says, the mitzvah say to cleave to Tamid Chacham and to the Talmidim to learn from their activities, as it says, avoid Sidbak. Can a person be medavik in the Shechina? The Chacham said, explaining this mitzvah, attach yourself and cleave with Tamid Chacham and the Talmidim. Therefore, a person has to be careful or try his hardest to marry the daughter of a Talmid Chacham or marry his daughter to a Talmid Chacham, to eat and drink with Talmid Chacham, to do business with Talmid Chacham, and to become friends with them in any which way. As says the Daf Kavod, that's what the Chacham of Misak and said, Misavik ba'ofer aglaim, you should become dusted in the dust of the feet of Shoysa v'tzom of the Braim and drink with thirst their words. The Rambam Hilchos Tshuva Perek Ches Halacha Zayin says, how much David was misavet to Chaim Labod? It says, Lule Mantlis to Hashem Eretz Chaim. Chacham Misakin explained to us that the Tovus of Olam Haba, a person can't reach it properly. And he doesn't know the greatness and the beauty and the strength. Only Hashem knows it. And all the goods of the Nevi'im said to Klal Yisrael are just things that are beguf, that Klal Yisrael have a no on Moshe Mashiach, when they do tshuva, when the rulership will go back to Klal Yisrael. But the life of world to come, there's no erech, can't estimate it, and no comparison. And Klal Yisrael, the Nevi'im didn't compare it that to minimize from the comparison. That's what Yishaya said, Ayin l'ra'as alim z'lascha yasin v'chakla what we drink. Meaning, the Taiva, no Navi saw it, and no one saw it, only Hashem. Hashem did it that a person should hope for it. Chacham said, all Nevi'im didn't say Nevi'im, only when it's Mashiach. But Ayin l'avo, Ayin l'ra'as alim z'lascha. And the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Tes Halacha Bey says, because of this, all the Yisrael, the Nevi'im and the Chachmeim were misava for Moshe Mashiach, that they should let go of all these kingdoms that don't let them learn Torah mitzvahs properly, and they'll have some calmness, and I'll have more chachman. They should be able to be zecher chayin al bal, because in these days there's a lot of daya chachman emes. It says kamalos daya Hashem. It says yimud ishes zecher ishes reiu, and it says reis lebevim psarchem, because that melech who will get up from the kings of David, it will be about chachman more than shleima. The navi is going to be greater than, will be almost as much Rabbeinu, as great as much Rabbeinu. Therefore, a person could learn, and he'll teach them properly. And all the goyim, all the nation will come to hear him. As it says, "Vayev achas yom nochin yihar beis Hashem," on top of the mountains. And the end, all of the schar and all the good that will be, will without any stop and without any deductions, will be the world of Olam Haba. But the Yomayis of Sheikh is Olam Hazeh, and Olam Kivin Haligah Helech, just the Malchus, the rules, should return to Klal Yisrael. Chacham Rishon said, there's no difference between Olam Hazeh and Yomayis of Sheikh, only Shibud Malchus Bivad, they won't be under the rulership of the Goyim. The Rambam Lachem Perek Beis, Perek Yud Beis, Alacha Beis says, Chacham said, there's no difference between this world and the world of Mashiach, only Shibud Malchus alone. See from the Pashtus of the Divrei Nevi'im, the beginning of Yomayis of Sheikh will be the Mecham of Goyim Magog, and before the Mecham of Goyim Magog will be a Navi, to straighten out Klal Yisrael and to prepare their hearts. As he says, and he doesn't come to make Tameh the Torah and to Torah the Tameh, not to apostle people that have Cheskes Kashas, not to be Machshir people of Cheskes Psulim, only to make Shalom the world. It says, some of the Chams say that before Bias Mashiach will come to Yom, all these things, a person doesn't know how it will be till it will happen. Because it's Dvarim Stulim, it's sealed, it's with Anvim. Also, the Chams don't have a Kabbalah in these words, only according to how the Pais come and Machriya. Therefore, there's Machlekes of these things and Al Kaponim. There's no Seder of these things, not them, not the Yidukim, Iker in the dots of the Torah, and a person should not be misasik in the words of our goddess, shouldn't be marichim with Roshma that say, speak about these in Yonim, and so too we shouldn't make them as an Iker, because they don't bring to the Yerushalayim, they don't bring to Hava, and you shouldn't cheshbon out when Rashiach is supposed to come. Chacham said, Tipach should blow up Rucham, the spirits of those that try to figure out the end when Mashiach is going to come. You should hope and believe in this thing as we explain. The Ram Tshuva Perek Zayin Alach Adal says, a person shouldn't think about Tshuva that's very far from the Ma'al Tzadikim because of the sins that he did. It's not that way, because he's beloved and Nechman in front of the Rebbe Shalom as if he never sinned. None of that is schar is a lot, because he was Torim Tam Chet, and he was Pirish, and he was Kevish as Yetzahara. Chacham said, Bokosh Ba'al Tshuva Endim, Tzadikim Gmurim can't withstand there. Meaning their Ma'ala is so great, more than anyone, than from the Ma'ala, so anyone didn't sin at all, because they are conquering the Yetzahara more than them. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Hey Aloch Avav. We had this Rambam earlier. How are you supposed to prepare the place? You should stand in a low place and she turned towards the wall. He has to open up windows or entrances towards Yishlam to daven properly against them. And it says, Uchab Psich Vedisa, he's Kvei Mokka for his Tefillah always and doesn't daven in the Churban, a dilapidated building not behind the shul, unless he turns his face towards the shul. He's not allowed to sit next to someone standing in Shmanesa or to cross in front of him until he stays away from him, Dalat Amos. The Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim Sim Tzadik Ziv Dalet says you have to open up doorways or windows towards the Shlaim to daven and connect them, and it's better that the sequence should have 12 windows. HaRachayim Sim Tzadik Ziv Hei says shouldn't daven in an open place like in a field, because when he's in a Mokum Tznias he has more of an Amos Melech and his heart is more broken. The Rambam Tshuva Perek Beis Halacha Hei says it's a great praise to someone who does tshuva to be misvad the barabin, he should let their sins known to them. And his megala davar is between him and his friends to others. And he says to them, chatosi the ploini, and I did so and so to him. And today I am returning and I regret it. And whoever is misgoy doesn't let them know, he's covering up his sins, his tshuva is not gemur. It says, mechasab shal v'etzliach. When do we say this? When Overis is between a person and the Rebbein Shalom, he should not be mefarsim. And it's as ponim if he reveals it. He does tshuva from the Rebbein Shalom, and he is part of chatorim in front of the Rebbein Shalom, svadalem, and from the Rebbein Stam, without saying what they are. And it's good to him, he should not be misgal his sins. It says, asher nisui pesha, kisui, cover up chato. The Ravid says, "Sota averesam for some smegulas, even though they're not with his friends, as just like it's the sparsim chet, so too it's the sparsim the tshuva, and should be embarrassed in public, and like this he'll get forgiven." The last halacha of today is Arachayim Siman Tov Reish Zayin Seif Beis. He doesn't have to explicitly say the sin, but if he wants to be mefarat, he has rishus. But if he's mesvada quietly, he should be mefarat chet. The Rambam is very inspirable. Kol Roma Shliach Tzivu, when he goes back and davens Chazar Shashatz, he should not explicitly say the sin. And this that we say al-chayt, we say the alabez, that's not said part. Since everyone is saying it equally, it's part of the nusach ha-tfilah. This is the end of halachas of Daf Lamed Dalad.